Krishna's ki jai. Bhagavan Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur ki jai. Jai Sabharikar Sri Sri Guru Guranga. Gandharva Govinda Sundar Ju ki jai. Sri Giriraj Govardhan ki jai. Sri Rupanuga Guru Varga ki jai. Sri Swarup Ramananda ki jai. Namacharja Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srimasri Gaur Bhaktivinoda ki jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan ki jai. Vrindavandam ki jai. Navadeeptam ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat ki jai. Sri Gupta Govardhan ki jai. Ganga Devi Jamuna Devi Bhakti Devi Tulsi Devi ki jai. Om Vishnupad Vishvavarena Svalesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Madhacharya Brinda ki jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Vimala Avadhut Maharaj ki jai. Jai Srimati Bhakti Lalita Devi Dasi ki jai. Sri Radharaman Prabhu ki jai. Sri Naksi Didi ki jai. Seva Brinda ki jai. Samaveda Bhakti Brinda ki jai. Itai Go Premanande. Hare Krishna. They can bring like they can bring a glass like plate.
Oh, to put
yeah.
A little plate.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, some question.
From Dhananjaya Prabhu. Once I've heard expression to find place in Vaishnava's heart. Does it depend on Vaishnava's will, mercy, or on the qualification of the devotee? Is this position constant?
Oh, there's some little like glass one, yeah. That's okay, don't worry about it. The wind died down. That's okay. There's a famous sloka. Sadavo hridayam matyam. Where Krishna, we're told that we recognize, I'm okay, it's too hot. We're always told the great devotees, they're thinking of the Lord in their heart. Right? On one level, the Paramatma yogis, but Bhagavan proper, the devotees, young Shama Sundaram Achinta Guna Swarupam, Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena, Santaksa Deva Hridayi Shuvalokayanti. But two things we have to consider. One is their Krishna conception is always inclusive. When it says Krishna, they don't think of Krishna alone. So it means Radha Krishna, Lalita Vishakha, Nanda Yasoda, the whole entourage of Krishna. But the other thing being that in this sloka, Krishna is saying, and I'm thinking of them. As they are thinking of me, I'm also thinking of them. They're in my heart. They're within the heart of Krishna. So, Srila Guru Maharaj, in various ways, he's told us that The nature of pure devotion is such that the devotees do not allow a pinprick through which any remuneration can pass to them. These pure, unalloyed, ahoitukiya pratyata. They're not serving Krishna in anticipation of some sort of remuneration. In fact, that's anathema to them. As Madhavendra Puri was running, fleeing from the pratishtha that would come his way from the pastimes of Kirtor Gopinath and Guru Maharaj mentioned Sanatan Goswami. When Rupa Goswami offered him on his birthday the kheer, and Sanatan Goswami, recognizing some extraordinary taste, quality to that, sent Rupa Goswami and asked him, where did you get this? He knows, like himself, they're living under the tree. Can come in. It's not, there'll be more people on the other outside than inside. And Rupa Goswami saying some girl from Javat gave to him, Sanatan Goswami, tell him, find that girl, cannot find, then can understand. Sanatan Goswami is lamenting, saying that whom our whole life is but a service aspiration, as expressed by Raghunath Das Goswami, Bilapa Kusumanjali, Ashavare Amrita Sindhamayi Katanchit, Kalo Mayati Gamita Kila Sampratam Hi, Tvam Chet Kripam, Mayi Vidasha Shinaiva Kimme, Prane Brajena, Chabororu Bakarinapi, Ashavare Amrita Sindhamayi. Our lives, what gives our life meaning and our aspiration is the service of the holy lotus feet of Sri Guru in highest expression, Srimati Radharani. And Sanatan Goswami here saying to Rupa, lamenting, and here we are receiving some service. So this is undesirable to the extreme and unthinkable, paining his heart. What we would think should be some wonderful thing from the perspective of new recruits, neophytes. Sanatan Goswami, he's mortified by this. So what is in the heart of such souls who are like that? So Guru Maharaj is saying, and referencing Narottam Thakur, Ashraya Loya Bhaje Tare Krishna Nahi Tyaje Akarane Marane. I've always forgotten. Saying, don't try to approach Krishna directly. Take shelter of his devotees. But they are those who will not allow a pen prick for any remuneration to pass back to them for their service to Krishna. So Guru Maharaj said, if somehow you can serve those devotees, then what is the desired service of Krishna himself? He would like to serve them, but they won't allow it. Then you do that service. Then how pleased Krishna will become with you. That's one thing to consider. But those devotees, as we say, with regard to Srila Guru Maharaj, and Srila Saraswati Thakur, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that Guru Maharaj knows that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is everything to Srila Saraswati Thakur, and inclusive Gaur Kishoredas Babaji Maharaj, but here emphasis on Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So Guru Maharaj is thinking, if I will praise Bhaktivinoda Thakur, substantially, not just some flattery or some pretty words. If I will praise Bhaktivinoda Thakur substantially, I will capture the heart of Saraswati Thakur. He didn't say, oh, if I will praise Saraswati Thakur, then I will capture his heart. If I'll flatter the... No, he's saying, who's in his heart? And the heart of Saraswati Thakur is Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So Guru Maharaj is thinking, if I praise Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that's the way to the heart of Saraswati Thakur. So, like in his poem, there are many, every line is in praise of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, but the one, of course, comes to mind, Sri Gauranamitam Srupa Viditam, Rupa Grajain Adritam, Rupadye Parivesitam, Ragu Rane Asharitam, Shavitam, Jivadye Abhirakshitam, Shukra Shiva Brahma Samanitam, Sri Radha Parasevanamritam Aho Taddatami Shobhavan. And how pleased Saraswati Thakur is, this, it's delineating substantially, comprehensively, systematically, what the gift of Bhaktivinoda Thakur is to the world. Think of it. Someone's come, their whole life is meant to offer something, and for the most part, people cannot understand that. They're unaware of that. They're unaware of that wealth, or at best, they don't have a proper estimation of what the wealth is. They have some general idea. Here, Guru Maharaj is delineating, you know, comprehensively, systematically, substantially, what it is, and in the process, glorifying, you know, beginning with Mahaprabhu, to Sarup Damodar, to Sanatan Goswami, to Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Baladev Vidyabhushan, Brahma, Shiva, Uddhava, and identifying the gift that what Mahaprabhu brought down in this world is known only fully to Sarup Damodar, worshipped by Sanatan Goswami, Rupa Goswami is expressing that in the Rasa Shastras. Raghunath Das and Krishnadas are tasting that. It's becoming enhanced along the way. Jiva Goswami is protecting it along with Baladev Vidyabhushan, Brahma, Shiva, Sukha, and Uddhava. They're aspiring for a drop of this divine substance. What is it? Sri Radha Parasevanamritam, the nectarine service of the holy lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. And says, oh, that expresses astonishment. This is the gift of Bhaktivinoda Thakur to the world. So when Saraswati Thakur read that, he's captured. So Guru Maharaj's strategy to capture his heart, praise his guru, who is dear to him. And that's how Guru Maharaj came to occupy, we can say, a permanent place in the heart of Srila Saraswati Thakur. By carrying the current of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, being able to recognize substantially what that wealth is, what that gift is. So, is what is in the heart of the Vaishnava? You would think ordinarily in the world, if you praise someone, right, then you'll become dear to them. People do this all the time, flattery and other things. But here, we understand what is in their heart, their guru Varga, and praising them is the strategy to capture their heart. So, we see in the case of Srila Gurudev, really the way to his heart is always to expand, extend the glories of Srila Guru Maharaj. and thereby Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat. Then he would be captured. And when he is recognizing in servitors this some selflessness, when they're serving Guru and Vaishnav selflessly, that's capturing him. And he said once, but with particular reference to Srila Guru Maharaj, that, you know, someone who, to those who serve the lotus feet of Guru Maharaj, sing his glories, promote his glories, I mean, it's painful for us to hear, but he said, like, I am their slave. That degree, a little shocked to hear that, but those are the words that came from his lotus. He said, I am their slave, I'm purchased by that. So, they appreciate devotion and self-sacrifice, recognizing that in others finds a place in their hearts. Like when Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Gurudev, they heard that once the police came to arrest some of the leading devotees in Mayapur, ISKCON Mayapur, and that one of them said, Bhavananda, he said, ask the police, like, if you, instead of handcuffing me like this, can you handcuff me like this so I can chant? And because it's India, they went like, oh, okay. So. And when Gurudev and Guru Maharaj heard that, their hearts, that was very meaningful to them, worshipable to them. When Achyutananda hadn't eaten for days because there was nothing at where he was, he only staying with one other Damodar Maharaj of Gaudiya Math, and he left with the key to the prasadam. So nothing for Achyutananda to eat. And after a few days fasting, he came to the mat, and Gurudev and Guru Maharaj, they're saying, why didn't you say something? Why didn't you come sooner? And he said, Krishna is dancing. Like, if he's dancing and worlds are being destroyed or any other thing, like, if we have to suffer for his dancing happiness, then it's okay, it's good. That entered, you can say, the heart of Guru Maharaj and Gurudev. For years and years and years, they would mention this. That tells you, went what Guru Maharaj sometimes called a direct hit and a soft sentiment. So it means dedication. Through dedication, we can say there is proximity. Mm-hmm. When Govinda, it's time to massage Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu this day after taking he's fell asleep quickly. Usually there's some massage, then he falls asleep, but he fell asleep quickly and blocking the entrance, and Mukunda is saying, it's time to massage. He had to make a decision. He stepped over the body of Mahaprabhu. That's offensive in Vedic culture, to step over the body of any living being. What to speak of a human being, what to speak of the Supreme Being. And he's massaging. But once that seva is finished, he just remained there. And after some time, we can think 40, you know, like a muhurta or longer, Mahaprabhu awoke and sees he's there and he's wondering, why is he still here? Usually he would have left by that time. Then he can understand, to serve me, he crossed over me to do that seva. Once the seva was finished, he wouldn't cross me on the way back to go about his own business. So that, what we call getting some recognition. Whom the Vaishnava recognizes, we see as a Vaishnava. They have recognition from other Vaishnavas. So we're told they're thinking of Krishna, but Krishna means entourage, just as we think of a king means king, queen, kingdom, a whole system. So the higher Vaishnavas, they're thinking of the Lord and his associates and those who are dedicated in service. It's always through service. You see, the answer to any question really is seva, service, self-giving. Right? What is it? Sarvatmanam, sarvat, atma samarpanam, self-giving. Not making an ostentatious display of devotion. Rather, humble self-sacrifice. Any other question?
On this theme, there is...
Speak a little louder.
There is some ideal of following spiritual path when your senses are engaged in practice, but we find out that if we don't get some mundane enjoyments, like going to the cinema, mind becomes very displeased to the point
what?
When...
I didn't
displeased.
Hear that.
Displeased. If you don't go to the cinema, the mind gets displeased.
Uh-huh.
To the point when...
What if you go to the cinema and it's like a very bad movie? It's not good. It's no good.
When it's good movie. To the point when it becomes hard to do service, what is the proper way to move from that?
To move
from that.
From that, from the bad movie at the cinema? What is this question in essence? Do you know? I just want to make sure I'm answering the question.
And your senses are engaged in practice.
Yes.
But then you realize that you're like still desiring mundane enjoyment.
Oh, okay, yes.
Then the mind becomes unhappy.
So you go to a bad movie.
Then it's hard to service. It's hard to do service. Is right. there a proper way to move away from this situation?
Oh, yes. Okay. Actually, Krishna knows everything. Sometimes we think that somehow he may be unaware of our situation and the details of it. But Krishna knows everything. And Guru Maharaj liked to quote one sloka from the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. It says, Jato Shraddha Matkatasu Nirvina Sarva Karmasu Veda Dukatmakan Kaman Purityage Pyanishwara. that he's acknowledging that even though we've heard about Krishna, ostensibly we have some Krishna connection, Guru, Vaishnava, Seva, but still there's this affinity for the mundane. And what Krishna says in this verse is that the devotee, they lament that they're still can be enamored, seduced by the mundane. And the word there, garyan, and it means repentance. There's some repentance, some remorse inside them, some lamentation about that. Because they're sincere. They're trying, but they haven't been able to extricate themselves completely from the mundane. So Srila Guru Maharaj says in one place as well that when you're in the mud, you may have to walk through the mud for some time to come out of the mud. Just because you realize and you're in the mud doesn't mean, ching, you know, you're out. You have to there's the exit. I walk through the mud for some time to get out of the mud. But in this sloka, the hope that Krishna is giving is very, it's hopeful. The advice he's giving is hopeful and sweet. He's saying, because they have faith in hearing about me, still they're maintaining some mundane affinity, but they do like to hear about me and have some faith in hearing about me. Saying that in time that will grow, develop, turn into something substantial, and gradually the outward directedness toward mundane things, that affinity, it will vanish. It will decrease and vanish. Because in the midst of that, they like to hear about me, they're trying to serve, they're doing all these things. We're, what was I saying? Anadi, Bahir Mug, what else? Anyway, other places. Sometimes it's that we're conditioned since time immemorial. Because we're within the realm of time and space. So, in other words, as long as there's time, since time immemorial. So, hearing this news comes to the heart. Mahaprabhu recognized that as the beginning of something substantial. Stane stita shrutigatam tanuvan manobir. Connection with reality, connection with the sadhu, real life begins. This residual momentum of mundane affinity, sometimes compared to like a fan, the blade of a fan's going around. When you pull the plug disconnected from the source, still the blade moves for some time. Right? It's just, as soon as you unplug it, then the blade just stops. No, on the basis of that connection in the past, there's still some momentum from before. So we may see that in the life of the devotees. But really, they're disconnected from that karmic generating current. Karmani, nirdahati kintu jabhakti bhajam. Says in Brahma Sangita, the jurisdiction has shifted from, what is it called in the Bhagavatam? Karmana Devanetrina. Shift the devotees under Krishna's jurisdiction. So, at the same time, we try to hear daily scripture, shastra, revealed truth, shabda brahma, divine sound. And we know we can't artificially do that, like 24 hours a day, or what, and one place they called neuro-linguistic programming, like you listen to some tape while you're asleep. It's not like that, because it's from the heart and it's the culture of faith. But we want to be moving progressively. Right? Guru Maharaj has his expression, modest natural growth, to go like we see the way the plant grows. Right? In the modern world, through technology, they're interested in like some sort of, you know, artificial hothouse ripening. We don't want to take that approach to this. It should be gradual, modest, natural growth on the basis of heart development. So, in time, one will lose their affinity for lower things. Raso varjam raso pyasya param drishva nivartate. According to the heart's inner necessity. Just like in the mundane world, someone is, they're a child, they like certain things, they become a teenager, they like certain stuff, then their expression is there that they sometimes grow out of it. Something that was very important and they were obsessed with that, and then some time goes by, circumstances change, there's growth, development, maturity, and sometimes they're even surprised themselves that, oh, I used to like that. Or it was so important to me at the time. That's possible even within the sphere of mundane things, so what to speak on the spiritual side. But that's why we also have the program, the daily program, where we're hearing, chanting, remembering divine things. Guru, Gauranga, Radha Govinda, their eternal associates, and engaged in seva, which is the best thing. If we accept some responsible service, Guru Maharaj said, that's the easiest way to control the mind. Like someone who's cooking, and they're cooking more than one thing, they have to concentrate. There's not much room for Maya to enter there. They're cooking three or four different things and they all become done at different times. They all have unique requirements to give attention. So that's a very good seva and very meditative, absorbing cooking. Cooking is a great meditation because it demands so much concentration. What else demands concentration? Guru Maharaj will say, kirtan, and specifically kirtan meaning speaking about Krishna, having to represent Krishna conception. He said, you could be absent-mindedly taking the holy name, but if someone asks you to tell them something about Krishna, then you have to concentrate. So he's saying that in the being absent-minded, then do some seva that requires concentration. And once your concentration has returned, then maybe you'll take the name and do other things. But we have to be mindful of all these things and try on a daily basis. There isn't one final point. Guru Maharaj would say sometimes, the finite is going to meet the infinite. As he told me once, finite is going to meet the infinite. And the finite by nature, what do we say? To error is human. To error is inevitable for all, being imperfect. So that's accepting ourselves as we are, right? Which sounds almost like humanism, but here's the different part. Right? As where Guru Maharaj says, still, although we're imperfect, right, we recognize that, and we're prone to error, they're told in the scriptures and the great saints, Brahma, Pramada, Viparlipsa, Karanapattava. We're subjected to illusion, sensory inefficiency, our senses deceive us, we commit mistakes, and we have a cheating tendency. Right? Those four things. But Guru Maharaj says this, but still, there's something within us that seeks perfection. Accepting that we're imperfect and we're flawed in many ways, still there's this element within us that's searching for perfection. Then he makes the point. So that's a very interesting thing. Acknowledging that everybody's imperfect, but there's this thing inside of us, in our hearts, in the core of our consciousness, that seeks the perfect, that seeks perfection. Then he makes another interesting point. If it was something capable of being gifted by yourself to yourself, for the people who say, you just got to believe in yourself, you know, and envision what all of it. Guru Maharaj said, if you could give this to yourself, you would have given it to yourself by now. You know? Yeah. Saying, so what you're searching for cannot be given to you by yourself, this perfection. It has to come from the perfect world. We're in the imperfect plane and we're seeking the perfect. So the perfect can distribute itself to the imperfect. So he said, that makes room for Guru, the guide, to guide us from imperfection toward perfection. So it shouldn't shock anyone or come as a surprise to anyone that we're imperfect. That should be factored in from the beginning. And when we assess the situation of the world, the dangers of existence, the temporality of existence, it's a proper estimation. So what does the Bhagavatam say? Tasmad gurum prapadyeta jigyasu shreya uttamam. Then you, therefore, Tasmad would say, if you understand all these other things, then Tasmad gurum prapadyeta. You need to come in connection with the guru. And what? Jigyasu shreya uttamam. Jigyasu means inquire. Shreya uttama. I mean, there's in Sanskrit, preya, that means what is immediately perceived as being in my interest. Shreya, uttamam, means uttama, the high. What is ultimately in my interest? Just like parents, they know in dealing with a child, the child has a very limited notion of what is in their self-interest. So the affectionate guardian of the child has to guide them in such a way, in the midst of their childishness and childish tendencies, guide them in such a way as they'll come out of that and mature and in time understand the importance, the overriding importance of what is ultimately beneficial for them. Not what is, what do they call that? Temporary gratification, but it has some other name. Instant gratification, something along. Yeah. So it's similar to that. Uh-huh. So there has to be, on our side, a willingness to submit and some hunger, some earnestness to make progress. And Guru Maharaj, at this point, he likes to quote Hegel, saying, die to live. Okay? That if you want to live in a higher plane, you have to die as you are at present to make that next step. Okay? Just like in school, and again in the Bhagavatam, it says, paroksha vada bedo yam balanam anushasanam. What is the method of instruction? Like the way you instruct a child. So you have first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth, it's like that. But perpetual improvement. So there's the subject matter of the primary student. But then comes the subject matter of the secondary education. And it's based upon having grasped primary education. And in some instances, like people would ask Prabhupada, well, sometimes my mind is wandering or doing this, how to bring it back? Prabhupada said, force is the easiest method. Force is the easiest method for certain things. You think, well, like if you wanted to take a cold shower, if you think about it, you're not going to turn the water. It's better just to decide ahead of time, I'm going to stand under this and turn on the water and accept what happens. And if you do that enough, you get used to it. So we can't be babied at every step of the way, you know, like with a trail of candy to bring us to something. That only, like, we must put a lot of sugar in the medicine. Right? To get the medicine to be palatable, make it like taste like candy. So make it taste like candy and trick them to take them. You can do that for a while, but not always. So, you know, disciple implies discipline, a willingness to accept discipline, to discipline oneself, to follow superior direction, even if it doesn't please me immediately or apparently. And that sloka is there in the Gita saying, that which in the beginning tastes like nectar turns into poison, and then the inverse. What tastes like poison in the beginning ends up tasting sweet as nectar. And tapasya, ta-pa, this concept of austerity. In one place, Prabhupada defined it as, he said, tapasya means voluntarily inconveniencing yourself for the sake of spiritual realization. That's what it means. Voluntarily inconveniencing yourself. And Alexander Solzhenitsyn, in his Harvard address, World Split Apart, he used the phrase, serene, voluntary self-restraint. Serene, voluntary self-restraint. So in conclusion, as the saying goes, God helps those that help themselves. Got to give something from our side. And so much will come from the other side. But something has to come from our side. Some level of self-sacrifice. Some self-giving. Any other question?
A question from Vaninath Prabhu. Could you please
Vaninath?
Yes.
Okay.
Could you please explain what happens with the soul after it leaves body?
After it leaves what?
Body.
Ah. Well, Guru Maharaj, he once said, there, on the basis of statements in Gita and elsewhere, two schools of thought are there. Because one place says, yang yang vapi smaram bhavam, tajitante kalevaram, tam tam evoite konteya, sadatad bhava bhavitaha. Hear that word bhav. And we say, whatever you're thinking of at the time of death, that state you will attain. So one school saying, important at that moment. Then another school of thought saying, well, that moment can come unexpectedly in different ways without advance warning. So it's really bhav, their heart, what's in their heart, their life, life culture. That will determine their next situation. And we know Srila Prabhupada, he liked to quote this one sloka of King Kulashekar, I believe. Mukunda Malastotram. Krishna tadiya padapankaja panjarantam adyeva vishatame manasaraja hangsa pranak prana samaye kapabhata pittai kantavaro dhanavido smarane smaranam kutaste. Where he's saying, let the swan of my mind take shelter of your lotus feet now. Saying, because at the time of death, I may be unable to remember you, to take your name, to do all these things. Saying, so now, while I'm healthy, let me use my time and energy for that sort of culture. So, in other places, I'm not inclined to speak about the details of this right now, to tell you the truth. Different things are described. You can read about them. But I prefer to limit my talk about this right now to this point, that the lifetime culture of a devotee, that will not be canceled by any momentary lapse of mindfulness at the time of death. Any other question?
Question from Sundarananda Prabhu and Vasudev Prabhu. It is said that the disciple has internal connection with his guru.
Mm-hmm.
Maharaj, could you please explain what is the meaning of this internal relationship?
And you're saying internal or eternal?
Eton.
E.
Yeah.
With an E.
Yes.
Eternal. Okay. To properly understand this, we have to properly conceive Sri Guru. It's one of the reasons that we published the book of Srila Guru Maharaj, Sri Guru and His Grace. And if you read there, this sort of thing is discussed in great detail. But some prominent concepts of what Guru Maharaj I can express now. Because, for example, Guru Maharaj, he will say, if we may have pictures of the Guru young and Guru somewhat older, then Guru as old man, all these, and he's saying, so what is the Guru? Is it the picture when he was young or when he's very old? Or once on his veranda in Calcutta, Gurudev looking at a picture of Bhaktivinoda Thakur on the wall. And it's like that. where he has the big beer, that picture. And Gurudev said, and to think, he's, you know, a 13-year-old girl in Vrindavan. So when you look at that picture, you're not seeing 13-year-old girl in Vrindavan. So how will you recognize Bhaktivinod Thakur? You say, this eternal connection is to whom? Who is Guru? What is the essence of Guru? And when you say, Sri Guru, and I mentioned earlier in this talk, the ultimate conception of Guru is Srimati Radharani. She is transacting all service to Krishna. But we're told to see our Guru locally in this plane as her delegation. Part of her entourage of servitors. When Guru Maharaj gives the example of that an anarchist, Aurobindo Ghosh, he was a fugitive, but he kept wanting to write his political philosophy in the newspaper. And so one English lawyer, he could recognize in this writing, it didn't say written by Sri Aurobindo because he was a fugitive, but he could see what was written there. He thought, I found him. And so he called the editor of that paper in the court and he asked him, he said, as the editor, you know who writes these articles, correct? Yes. Who wrote this article? He said, I can't say. Oh, you can't say? No. But I can't say. And Aurobindo's name was Ghosh. So that lawyer turned to the judge and held the paper and said, here's Mr. Ghosh. Like, you don't have to tell me who that he wrote. I can tell you by the quality of what I find here that it's him. So if we see Guru in another lifetime, in another form, in another dress, how will we recognize? But by substance, by character, spiritual quality and character. So that once the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, Swami Maharaj, they were feeling so much separation from him in the aftermath of his departure. And so, and there was like rumors, like Prabhupada will come again, and you know, things. And they're asking Guru Maharaj, like, is it possible? You know, and Guru Maharaj is saying, yes. Saying, but it's up to the will of Krishna. He said, what if Krishna wants to keep him with him and send another agent to address their heart's unfolding inner necessity, which is the seva of Sri Guru, right? To address the heart's unfolding inner necessity. Guru Maharaj said, who addresses that? We recognize as Guru. Coming through this agent, that agent, we have Harinam Guru, Mantra Guru, Sannyas Guru, Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru, Vartma Pradarshaka Guru, Pata Pradarshaka Guru. Means Krishna revealing himself to us through a particular agent. So, but then seeing, when they're like trying to digest, the Guru is saying, that Krishna can keep Prabhupada with him and send another agent. They're like, and then Guru Maharaj, who's very generous and merciful and kind, he said, but Krishna can also say, and oh, because he said maybe Prabhupada wants to stay with Krishna. And then he said, but then Krishna says to Prabhupada, but they won't accept anyone but you, so you have to go. Then his disciple said, yeah. Right. And but then Guru Maharaj said, but when he comes and he says to you, what were you doing while you're waiting for me? And they say, no, we were waiting for you to come to show us what to do. He said, that's not good. So It's a mysterious thing. Look, we hear of the pastime of that Srinivasa Acharya. Remember, the other day we were talking about Janava Devi. She found him like he was a young boy on the banks of the Ganga, mad. Mad, you know, for Mahaprabhu and Krishna. He goes to Puri. It's the final days of Gadadhar Pandit. And he goes to Puri. And he's going to hear the Bhagavatam from Gadadhar Pandit. And we know from the sloka of Guru Maharaj, Srimad Bhagavatam, Katha, Swanayanashu Pujayam, his Bhagavatam, when he would read the slokas to Mahaprabhu to either augment or give relief from the separation feelings he's expressing, his tears were falling from his lotus eyes, like lotus tears onto the pages of the Bhagavatam, and they washed the slokas away. And that perhaps what Gadadhar Pandit wants to teach to Srinivasa Acharya. So he says, what I want to teach you, it's not here in the book. So we need a new one. And in those days, then they have to go back to Navadvip. Right? Takes some time to go there. It takes like 2 months to make a new book. Then he gets the book, comes back to Puri, and Gadadhar Pandit has left the world. So he's devastated. Then he's going to Vrindavan to take shelter of Rupa Goswami, take some time to go there. By the time he arrives, there's some big kirtan going on. He's thinking, maybe I lost track of the calendar on the way. What is today? And they said, oh, haven't you heard? You know, Rupa Goswami left the world. This is too much for his heart to bear. He faints. Then when he awakens, he's in the ashram of Jiva Goswami. And Jiva Goswami teaches him the Bhagavatam. So what is the will of Krishna in revealing himself through different agents at different times according to the necessity of the disciple? But in as much as we, by the grace of our Guru Varga, we aspire to a service connection to that plane, if we remain faithful to that, then we'll always be in the, you know, eternally connected. But Guru Maharaj reminds us, like in one place, we wrote this in the book, you know, the land of gurus. In Guru Maharaj's opinion, the whole spiritual world is guru. The soil is guru. The water is guru. The tree is guru. The birds, the bee, everything. Everything is guru, of the guru quality, superior, and there to help us and take us toward Krishna. Whereas here, everything is taking us away. There is everything is taking one toward the center. It's the seva world. This is the world of exploitation, jivo jiva shijivanam, where one living being thrives by exploiting others. In the spiritual world, you thrive by service and dedication to others. So Guru Tattva is a mysterious thing. Anything else on this subject? But I should say, when they said to Guru Maharaj, but if your concept of this is that that guru, as these disciples are born again and again and again, they may be, right, so many disciples. And then he's saying, so that guru will have to be born. That the Guru Maharaj said, then no one will ever go back. So Krishna's revealing himself through a particular agent, but he has the capacity to reveal himself through other agents, according to, again, the heart's inner necessity. In my own case, and I have some God brothers and God sisters in a similar situation, what I call the trifecta, I feel I have an eternal connection to Srila Swami Maharaj Prabhupada, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, and Srila Govinda Maharaj. And I revere them all as guru. There are six Goswamis, right? Rup, Sanatan, Bhatt Raghunath, Sri Jiva Gopal, Bhatt Das Raghunath. So how shall we understand guru? We're told Guru Varga means the guru group. Detached?
We should start to be detached.
From?
Has to be some attachment to guru in order to be receiving properly.
Yes, well, means, you know, detached, when we say detached, we mean detached from the mundane. Ashakti means attachment, the good kind. Because it can also mean the mundane. Right? So, we demonstrate our attachment through faithfulness, faithful adherence. That implies something real and substantial. Not making a show of being attached, but faithful adherence. As Guru Maharaj says again in Sri Guruna's Grace, after the disappearance of the Guru, he said, then the test will come. Am I a disciple in name only or really? So, all these things are to be considered, you know, very carefully. We don't so easily speak of, like, you know, guru bhakti, because that's the goal, really. We consider it something rare to achieve. We don't want to deceive ourselves into thinking that we have that. Something we aspire to. We may be generous in viewing that in others, God brothers and God sisters, but we don't self-certify. So we're left in a position of aspiration. We aspire to these things. We're aspiring servitors. We aspire to have dedication to the lotus feet of Sri Guru, Vaishnava, etc. And the subsequent attachment that may develop from that. But if there is non-adherence, how can we speak of attachment? Right? It's gurur avagya, ignoring the orders of guru, the advice of guru. Again, without self-sacrifice and dedication, it's like Guru Maharaj will say, for love to be real, there has to be some self-sacrifice. Not that just something pleases me. I find the Guru pleases me, or seeing the Guru pleases me, or not that idea. How much one is willing to sacrifice implies some level of appreciation or attachment. Self-giving, self-dissipation. That leads to transformation from being self-centered and hankering for the mundane to becoming, you know, theocentric, guru-centric, hankering for service. As Guru said, if the Guru, you know, if the Guru wants you to go to another place for seva, to ignore that and to stay with them, is that attachment? And the inverse, if they want you to stay with them, but you go away. So it means fidelity, adherence to what, and ultimately when Guru Maharaj takes it to Srimati Radharani, saying her suggestion, and we can say her suggestion is coming down through the Guru Parampara. So it means adherence to that, acceptance of that, and offering, sacrificing oneself in pursuance of that order. Like Srila Swami Maharaj is saying, Bhyavasayatmika buddhi akeha kurunandana. When he's reading Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur, and Vishwanath is saying his interpretation of this verse is that the fulfill the order of the Guru is the what is it? Raison d'etre, the reason for being in the life of a disciple. This is their life, to fulfill that order. And he personified that and demonstrated that. And then we can say, well, I'm not so certain, that's too high. But that's the standard. So then we understand, we want to move in that direction. We can do something. Maybe we say, well, I can't totally sacrifice my, then something, as Gurudev liked to say, something's better than nothing. On some level, the body, mind, words, wealth, intelligence, something can be given. There's always something that can be given. And then we're trying to move further in the direction of that self-sacrifice. But ashakti, proper, that's the, you know, look where it is in the sequence from Rupa Goswami. You know, before, then Guru Maharaj is saying, Agyata Sukriti, Shraddha, faith, the first sprout above ground. And Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, Anartha Nivritti, Nishta, Ruchi, Ashakti. And then Bhav, and then Prem. It's a very, very high stage. So these words, sometimes we use them in a general way, but then when we look at it more carefully, it's a very high thing. Ruchi, asha, you know, having a genuine taste for the holy name, for the topics of Krishna, all those things. A shakti comes after that. So would we think that someone is anartha nivritti, they're totally free from undesirable things or misconception, and that they've achieved ruchi, they have a genuine taste for the holy name and all these things, and ashakti, attachment, comes after that. So we revere all of those things, those words and their expressions, we don't take it lightly. It's an aspiration that we have. therefore Guru Maharaj is always putting the emphasis on negativity, humility, thinking how unqualified one is, how great one's want or need is. He's saying that's the healthy way to think. That I'm devoid of such qualities and qualifications. My need, I'm in need. My need is great. Saying then, that sort of negativity can draw the the attention of the positive, that their need is genuine, their want, their hankering is genuine, then it will be addressed. And it's demonstrated by their willingness to sacrifice themselves. So it says, Sri Krishna Karshini Chasa, Rupa Goswami saying, real devotion attracts Krishna, and the basis of real devotion is sharanagati, surrender, self-giving, self-sacrifice, self-dissipation. Hare Krishna. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha. Gopal Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudan. Giridhari Gopinath Madana Mohan. Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Sri Advaita Chandra. Garadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhata Raghunath. Sri Jiva Gopala Bhata Dasa Raghunath. Echai gochai kori charana vandan. Jaha hoite vignanash abhishta puran. Echai gochai jarmui tarodas. Kansa bara padarinu mora panchagras. Tandera charan sevi bhakta sanevas. Janome janome more abilas. Echai gochai jabe braje koilo vas. Radha Krishna nitya lila korilo prakash. Anande bolo hari bhaja vrindavan. Sri Guru Vaishnava Pade Majai Aman. Sri Guru Vaishnava Pad Padma Kori Ash. Kori Nam Sankirtan Kohe Narottamoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jagacharya Sateras of the Sri Srimad, Sri Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Dai. Jai Om Vishnupad, Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Dai. Bhagawan, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Dai. Jai Saparikar Sri Sri Guru Gauranga, Gandharva Govinda Sundarju Ki Dai. Sri Giriraj Govardhan Ki Dai. Sri Rupanuga Guru Varga Ki Dai. Sri Srup Ramananda Ki Dai. Nama Charja Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Dai. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadad Harsh Vansati Gaur Bhakti Vrinda Ki Dai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Dai. Vrindavan Dham Ki Dai. Navadeep Dham Ki Dai. Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Ki Dai. Sri Gupta Govardhan Ki Dai. Ganga Devi Jamuna Devi Bhakti Devi Tosi Devi Ki Dai. Om Vishnupad Vishpavarena Srila Yasi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Dai. Jai Srila Bhakti Bhimalavadut Maharaj Ki Dai. Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mata Charja Brinda Ki Dai. Seva Brinda Ki Dai. Samaveda Bhakta Brinda Ki Dai. Nitai Go Premanande.